What's up, everybody? Good morning, Quest Nation. I'm sure you guys are exhilarated, super excited after last night's game because it was so close, guys. What an exciting way to kick off the season. The Chiefs, the Ravens. I've got immediate takeaways from you guys. We're going to look at the top players going up after last night's game. Some interesting usage takeaways. Some people are really concerned about Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, and more. We're going to look at that and how all that has impacted the football card market, the largest transactions, the target cards for Xavier Worthy right now. Let's talk about some strategy behind that. How we feeling? Let's dig in. Yes, I know you guys got to be excited because Isaiah Likely was a player that I wrote up, did a deep dive on just a few weeks ago, talking about how well he finished last season when Mark Andrews was out. He assumed a 75% snap share and was getting close to double-digit targets every game. He was the secondary target option in the receiving game next to Zay Flowers. Well, this year, with Mark Andrews healthy, he's already showcasing. He's got an insanely larger role, close to the role that he had at the end of the season last year. Last night, he almost tied the game up after taking a big hit at the end of the game. Almost tied the game up. Would have been an absolutely spectacular season debut for Isaiah Likely. And because you went ahead and brought him up, Thomas, we're going to go ahead and I guess we'll look at him before we go to the players on the winning team. Let's go ahead and talk about Isaiah Likely here and kind of what happened with his cards. All right, that's Xavier Worthy. Yeah, I want to do more of these live streams. So you guys are going to get raw, down and dirty, going to get the data and the intel as quickly as possible. These initial games are so important because the market is so sensitive, man. So we're looking at transactions here this morning. I mean, there are tons of transactions. I'm already halfway down the first page showing, I think I've got showing 60 results per page here on the eBay sold items. And we're already halfway down looking at a red shimmer PSA 9 rookie auto. 2022 is his rookie year. Prism, rookie ticket auto, a couple other sets. Those are going to be his premium cards to target. He doesn't have a ton of different print variety from 2022 because he doesn't have that high, top three first round draft capital. So rookie ticket autos base, selling and buy it now for 20. I've seen a couple today listed at 30. And let's see if those are sold here. Let's do a refresh. This has been a little while. Look, I've done a refresh. Now all of a sudden we got a bunch more sold items here. We got a teal optic rookie ticket auto, PSA 8. I would definitely be cracking that out of that PSA 8 case that sold for $60 in a buy it now. That's out of 99. Solid transaction, but he still has more upside, especially if he's going to sustain this role. And it sure looks like it. It sure looks like it. The usage, double-digit targets last night. It sure looks like that he is going to somewhat sustain this role here. If you look at the total routes ran, like, all right, Mark Andrews was on the field for 59 out of 80 possible snaps. Isaiah Likely was on the field for 53 out of 80 possible snaps. And Isaiah Likely ran 35 routes to Mark Andrews, 38. However, Mark Andrews only got two targets to Likely's 12. Which he converted, as you guys know, into a big stat line of 9 receptions, 111 yards, and a touchdown, which could have been 2 touchdowns. So close, just that's a little frog's hair, or another kind of hair that we say if you guys ever out there playing golf. I'm sure you've heard it before. That's how close he was to getting that second touchdown to tie the game, to take it to overtime at the end. Man, what a finish, guys. Oh, man. You guys excited or what? Matt, what's good, man? Jonathan, Jason, James, Joey Collect in the house. I put together a Superflex Chrome stack of Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy against Joey Collect in the Superflex Chrome Quest Fantasy Football League. Yes, I'm pumped about Isaiah Likely. Yeah. Oh, why so early? I got the coffee hot right here, guys. You know, part of the reason I can't stream at night anymore is because my kids are in school now and I have to get up super early in the morning. And so I'm already on my second cup of coffee. We are getting this thing going, guys. Early bird gets the worm here. So Isaiah Likely, Pink Pulsar, rookie ticket auto out of 21, $140. Buy it now. Let's look at Isaiah Likely, base rookie ticket auto, because that's going to be pretty much his gold standard go-to here. Oh, man. Okay, we have Silver Prism Optic, $50, listed at 70. Five, buy it now, sold for 50. And we have another base. This was last night for 25. Buy it now, sold. I'm curious. Let's see. Okay, we're good there. All right. I'm curious to see what the lowest, because at the end of last season, the rookie ticket autos for Isaiah Likely had gotten quite high. The base rookie ticket autos were in that $30 to $40 range. So if you're getting them now at 2025, I think that's still a solid play. There's a little bit of upside even to the impulse buys that I'm seeing right now on Isaiah Likely. Look, his lowest price on that rookie ticket auto, so the floor for that base rookie ticket auto is going to be about 10 bucks. And that's what it is for backup players. So you could see the flip potential. People are making money right on Isaiah Likely sales that have happened last night and today. As you can see, the base rookie ticket auto has got as low as $10 and $12. Here's even that out of 99 for $9.50 on July 19th. Shout out to whoever sniped this, because as you guys saw, he just had the rookie, that same card in a PSA 8. So no, like there's nothing good about having a card in a PSA 8 slab. Let's just go Isaiah Likely because it's not coming up. Right here, $59 in a PSA 8. So PSA 8 is just as good as raw. So incredible flip. Incredible flip potential. So yeah, big time riser after last night's game. Let's see what his highest cards are. So what I do is I'll search 2022 Isaiah Likely. Go highest, and then what you got to do is do a find on your computer and just type in September and see if there are any. So it would be SEP, and then what we want to see is five. All right, so the largest transaction yesterday is a gold. That makes sense. Gold Disco, serial numbered out of 10, Prism, top three brand, rookie card logo, got a rookie auto here. We also have this in a PSA 10 slab, $565. That's pretty solid, but I definitely think that the buyer has room for upside in that card because it is so rare and because gold is such a desirable serial numbered out of 10 card, especially from Prism. You know, gold out of other sets like XR aren't going to hold the same weight, but gold out of Prism is going to hold that incredible weight. So that was the big transaction from last night. Here's another one. Cracked Ice rookie ticket auto. PSA 10, once again, serial numbered out of 22 for the Cracked Ice rookie ticket auto. And that went for $300. So pretty solid compared to the gold went for $595. And then we had a standard gold out of 10, PSA 9, sell for $260. Very nice. 225 purple power out of 49. Man, he is flying off the shelves right now. What about today? Any, what's the biggest one today? Okay. Was that purple Pulsar out of 21 that sold for 140? That was one of the first ones I saw this morning. And then that red shimmer Prism auto out of 35, PSA 9, 175. These cards still have a little bit of upside of where they're selling at now. And that's a good thing about buying a 2022 rookie. And we're going to talk about Rashi Rice here in a second. Good thing about buying a 2022 rookie, all his pro uniform rookie cards are out in the market. So there are no hidden cards that are going to emerge all of a sudden and dilute the supply like we're going to see on Xavier Worthy, which is an important strategy talk that I want to have with you guys. I mean, because from what I've seen in the past, you know, instincts are going to come out for Xavier Worthy on the games last night. So if you're holding Leaf autos, which I am actually, I pulled out my cards and I realized I never listed the Xavier Worthy auto that I bought here. Like I've got two right here, Xavier Worthy autos. I've got this. I haven't listed either one of these actually. And it's not, I mean, it's not too late because Xavier Worthy doesn't have any good pro uniform cards out. Of course, he has two touchdowns last night. He wasn't the top receiver, but he sure was the top fantasy point scorer for the Chiefs. And he just looks so freaking good, man. Not only is he insanely fast, but he's got such great vision, man. Just such great vision. So this one is going to be probably, you know, I'm going to probably list this for like $150 at this point, a Bowman Chrome University auto with the first logo, and see if it sells. I wouldn't be surprised. We're going to look up this. But then look how the penmanship gets so much worse on this Leaf money here. And this is a kind of card that you just, I mean, I'm going to make profit from it for buying it. I think I bought it for like around $30. So I'm going to go ahead and sell it for like $50-$60. If worst case, you know, I'm just going to move it because instants are going to come out. And that was one thing I want to share with you guys. I've had this question a lot, and that is, where do I get the instance from? Well, you got to go create an account at paniniamerica.net. You create the account, you turn on their notifications, right? They're going to notify you via email when they have a new instance that come up on their site, or you just check it. Check it once a day. Go to paniniamerica.net from your phone, from any smart device, and just go to shop, go Panini Instant, go NFL 2024. I mean, look at this new stuff from the preseason that just popped up for A.D. Mitchell, you know, or J.J. McCarthy, J.J. Lopp, Will Shipley. That's kind of an interesting one because this is where you're going to get your best deal on these cards. Jaguar out of 10 auto, Will Shipley, $49.99, A.D. Mitchell. So there's going to be stuff pop up on here, very likely for Xavier Worthy, because if we look at his market, His top cards are still the college uniform cards. He doesn't have the NFL first look. Now he does have XRC redemptions out of the new 2023 select set that was just released. So a lot of guys consider, and this is going to be the case for Xavier Worthy, the XRC from select that they release for rookies, 2024 rookies in the 2023 set that just came out, right? And so this is a redemption for Xavier Worthy. These redemptions are selling for about $400. I don't know why my extension is not loading on there. Cardboard Market extension, by the way. It's not loading there. But of course, you know, Xavier Worthy, it has a big game. And if we back up and just talk about Patrick Mahomes for a second, I mean, I think Patrick Mahomes here really controlled this game. It's outstanding performance. I mean, he proved once again he's one of the NFL's premier quarterbacks. He finished 18 for 26, 279 passing yards with a touchdown. Did throw an interception, but he dealt with three drops. And it's like the stats aren't gaudy, right? But he controlled the game, consistently kept the Chiefs one step ahead. And you just look at the box score, like Isaiah Pacheco was an absolute monster in terms of bell cow role. Xavier Worthy gets that handoff to the house in the beginning of the game, 21 yards. He also has another nice receiving touchdown, ultimately puts up 20.8 fantasy points, and Rashi Rice puts up 20.3. So look at Patrick Mahomes here. He's a guy you got to get creative on. Because if you want to get his pro uniform cards that are licensed and well-known, very liquid, you're going to be spending a lot of money. It's not to say there's not some upside there because they have ballooned up a lot higher, but that was in a different market. That was in a like the initial modern-day sports card bubble type market. He had a lot more people coming from outside markets, you know, sneakerheads, what have you, go watch documentaries on it. And that really ballooned things up. Everybody knows who Patrick Mahomes is, kind of like Tom Brady. So, you know, $255. Historically, that's very high right now. So I'm really not, it's hard to buy Patrick Mahomes. There's got to be a lot of collection value for you. Obviously, it's going to hold good long-term value. It's going to hold good short-term value. But at this price, at the beginning of the season, now this is a legit card. That's like a solid buy. It's PSA 10 for this card is in that $4,500 to $5,000 range. His Silver Prism PSA 9 selling for $1,200. But you can see, I mean, NFL draft is graded by GMA 10, $78. We're looking at a sold transaction from last night from Patrick Mahomes. In terms of like base, see, this is where I struggle with wanting to buy into Mahomes because I'd love to get a rated rookie Donruss. Because that rated rookie logo, it's an iconic card, super liquid for Mahomes, low conversion rate of raw to 10, regardless of who you grade with. So I see a lot of people going into this as the next card, like kind of down on the totem pole from that. And that's just a base Panini, just Panini, just 2017 Panini base set. $167.50 in auction last night. I think it's a pretty good indication of market value for his cards. And I mean, that's up. I think Mahomes is one of those guys that could like dip from this just because his values are pretty gaudy, you know, pretty gaudy, very high, highest amongst any active player. Here we have another Optic PSA 10 sell listed for $1,300. Let's see what it sold for. My extension loads up. Yeah, $1,230. Not much of a discount. I wouldn't be giving much of a discount either there. You had that other one sell up here for $1,140. So very, very close. There's another buy it now. But Rashee Rice is the target leader. He is the new wide receiver one on this team. And that's pretty much, I think that's going to be the case all year long. You look at the utilization, the yards per route run stats here. Rashee Rice is the wide receiver one on this team moving forward. And he does have a lot of rookie cards out. Of course, there's still a couple sets coming out for him, like the select. And let's see what the latest transactions were for him this morning. There was a little bit of ambiguity around whether or not he was actually going to be suspended this upcoming season. And the latest news from the NFL is that they're going to let the legal proceedings play out and then they're going to make their decision. So I really don't think he's going to be suspended this year at all at this point. It could be next year and then it eventually maybe be like a 4-6 game thing and that'll be it. So I think if anything, he's not going to be suspended till the beginning of next year. At this point, Pandora is a very popular prism parallel PSA 10 condition. It's a very good price here for a wide receiver. Of course, yeah, he is the wide receiver one for the Chiefs now. So that definitely plays a lot into that. And you're going to see his prices are pretty high. Let's look at this raw to PSA 10 difference here. $25 on the Prism Rookie photo variation doesn't necessarily make it short print. From 2023, the Prism Silver base to the Prism Silver photo variation are about the same value. These are actually pretty popular from what I've seen. Still a very liquid card, great card to get into. But it's important to look at the difference of Rashee Rice to Zay Flowers. So Zay Flowers, obviously, he's the wide receiver one in terms of yards per route run here for the Baltimore Ravens. But they don't get the win. He doesn't get the big stat line. Let's look at what the 2023 Zay Flowers Prism photo variation is selling for and do a little comparison. All right, $19.99 last night for the Raw compared to the Rashee Rice for $25. So a little bit cheaper, but let's see if we could find the PSA 10 variation. For that, we're going to pop over to slabhawk.com, our in-house built web app here. can go directly to slabhawk.com to check it out. Type in Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers. And Rashi Rice. All right, so let's compare their Prism Silvers, 65 to 57. So that's interesting. Zay Flowers heading into this game last night had a little bit more hype than Rashi Rice. But I think it goes back to that ambiguity, but that's going to change. That's going to change, guys. All right, so 65 on his. There's his silver PSA 10. 65 is the latest buy it now. And that was actually August 20th. And right now we've had a buy it now. I'm not getting the extension to load up. You can Google Cardboard Market. That gets you this little extension on Google Chrome that will show the buy it now price on eBay on sold transactions. But yeah, you know, sometimes you have to refresh. It doesn't, it's not 100% reliable. Just know that. So if it doesn't work and you have to find it, then you can go to 130point.com and use their search tool to find it there. You just kind of navigate a couple more ads. Let me pop back over here. Hey, so real quick, before we go on to the next player, if you guys are new here, welcome or welcome back to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips, guys. It's part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. So if you want football cards research and selling tips, make sure you subscribe, hit that like button, and shout out to today's video sponsor, and that is CGC Card Grading. They do bulk submissions for as low as $11 per card, and they have just 5 working day turnaround time right now on those bulk submissions. And that's the declared value, not like PSA's declared value. You got to put in the 10 value. Just put in the latest value or what you bought it for on the raw card. Submit your cards directly to CGC. There's no middleman. Their grading consistency is incredible. Their crystal clear holders are awesome, super high security and detail. And you can potentially get one of their new gold pristine 10 labels. And they now authenticate event signed memorabilia. Great protection for your football card collection. Definitely check them out, cgccards.com. Yeah, you guys pumped for the game tonight. We have... It's like, man, we're here, and now we got Friday Night Football with the Packers and the Eagles tonight. Super exciting. Jonathan says, and then you might get the Panini instance in time for next year's draft. So it's interesting. If you noticed, whenever Caleb Williams made his preseason debut and J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, made his preseason debut. They got the Panini instance from the preseason debut out very quickly. And, you know, they do this based on market demand, based on the team the player plays for. So I got to think that when they print these Xavier Worthy Panini instance, which they are going to, because now that we looked at some of the Patrick Mahomes market, if you look at Xavier Worthy's market, there's really no pro uniform cards. There's no pro uniform cards. So unless you're going for this portrait score treat, which is totally capped, guys, if you're buying these for a couple bucks, they're capped at like $5 maximum. We've seen the Caleb Williams and the Jaden Daniels selling for $5. And if Caleb Williams score treat card can't get higher than $5, then Xavier Worthy's score treat card is not going to get higher than $5. So, you know, his cards are totally capped. So that's why it's going to be a first come, first serve basis. And whoever can get their hands on the next pro uniform Xavier Worthy cards that are printed by Panini are going to be sitting on a nice gold mine here. And I think that it's going to be very soon, because not only do you have, you know, sets like Luminous and Donruss Elite coming out, which are going to be desirable sets with pro uniforms, but you also have Panini Instants that I'm telling you guys, from what I've seen, They're probably going to print Panini instance of him from last night's game, and they're going to be released on their website here very soon, probably this weekend. And you want to get your hands on those directly from the Panini website. If you see the pre-sale on eBay, you stumble across it, go directly to the Panini website and see if you can find them there. Because even if they have several thousand, even if they have, you know, I'd say tops, because let's think about what the JJ McCarthy print run was, for example, on his RPS first look, 3,455. Even if they have 3,000, 4,000, dude, it's still such a good buy because it's immediately going to become the top card in his market. It's going to trump all these other cards. I mean, it's just going to make all these other cards push them down the totem pole. And everybody's going to want that card. So I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, look, even his purple shimmer Bowman Chrome University without the first logo, now selling double digits here this morning, $12. We could probably even refresh the Xavier Worthy page and get some new transactions here. Bowman's best university speckle. I mean, people are just buying what's out there for Xavier Worthy. I get it, which is why, you know, you've had a couple years now to build up an Xavier Worthy collection of college uniform cards. Now is the time to sell those guys. Here's a Leaf pre-production proof 101 non-auto, $64. Leaf auto 101, $150. There's the first lava refractor out of 199, $150, sold this morning. I think that guy could have increased his price even more than that. Great photography, by the way, on this card. Great photography. Let's go and look at what his highest transaction was. September 5th, right off the bat, right? His highest dollar transaction in the past 90 days was last night. Makes sense. Last night's game is the most highly viewed game the entire season besides the Super Bowl. If you go and look at the viewership statistics, the opening night game, especially with the Chiefs and a big-time team, the Ravens, has the highest viewership next to the Super Bowl. Every year it's like that because people, it's so fresh, it's so sensitive, it's so exciting. $1,000 for this jumbo book relic auto out of 5 university, $1,000. It's Bowman U Inception. So no rookie card logo, nothing like that, but we do have some nice penmanship and cool patch booklet here, serial numbering out of 5. $1,000, buy it now. So you can imagine, you know, kind of work your way down. If they release a Panini instant with an auto, it's going to be worth, you know, close to $400. I'd have to guess, depending on the serial numbering. But I'm thinking if they just release that one that they released for, you know, Roman Dunze, for example, that sold for $225, right? And that one was serial numbered out of 49, right? I think that same card for Xavier Worthy right now is going to be even a little bit more. I mean, I think it's probably going to be about $250. So, and then it'll scale up from there. And I don't know if they're going to release an auto like that, but they're definitely going to be releasing just instance, period, which you'll be able to flip those for anywhere from 20 on the low side to, I think, 40 to 50. And if you get them great and they come back a 10, I think you're going to be able to flip those for $100, maybe a little bit more, pretty consistently, just because there's no other pro uniform cards for him. I just can't stress that enough. So all these Texas cards are nice, but no pro uniform cards, immediately that's going to vault to the top. Let's see what else we had. Oh, yeah, and then his top transaction from today is the XRC redemption. And it's disappointing because it is a redemption and we don't get the actual card. And that is going to take a while for people to get this redemption. They may not get this for months and months. I think you get the instance a lot faster, but it'll be interesting to see how fast people get these. So let's go back and now look at, like, real quick, Rashee Rice, 20. Be from, let's just type in Rashee Rice XRC. Rashee Rice XRC and see what that is selling for. or if they even made one for him. Yeah. They may not have printed an XRC. Yeah, it's none of this is... It would have been out of... Actually, I might have to type in select. I don't think they made one for him. Yeah, no. No, they didn't. Would have been out of 2022 select. Done some interesting things this year with select, with all the extra die cuts. The zebra print die cuts are very liquid, very popular. They do well. These select certifieds look pretty cool with the SC. The tie-dye ones are always very liquid. Tie-dye, really, from all sets, out of 25, good cards, hold good value. 128, definitely on the higher end. Definitely on the higher end. Let's see what Zay Flowers, see if Zay had a... Zay Flowers had an XRC. There we go. So yeah, Zay Flowers XRCs today have settled quite a bit, as you can see, 66, 65. So that's the challenge. You're buying the Xavier Worthy now at close to 10 times more expensive than what the Zay Flowers are currently selling for. That redemption card, I mean, yeah, it's flippable, but you're pretty much buying it at its ceiling. Like, it's hard to imagine that that's going to go up a whole lot more, especially because you look at the utilization. There's going to be games where Xavier Worthy doesn't get the touchdowns, although his touchdown efficiency could be pretty good this year. And the role is nice, but it's not as nice as Rashi Rice. Rashi Rice is the wide receiver one for the team. So let's go back and look at what Rashi Rice highest transaction from last night was. All right, let's do a search. September 6th, September 5th. Here we go. The gold, once again, steals the show for the highest transaction. PSA 9 out of 10. $779. That's what Carter calls that Chiefs tax right there, compared to that Isaiah Likely at $200 and something. So $779. That was in an auction last night. Great time to end an auction there. During the game, for a player in that game, you got to anticipate if you're going to do auction. Otherwise, you're ending your card in a buy now. Holy crap. Okay, this is pretty interesting because there was another buy it now here of a Rashi Rice Gold Wave out of 10, PSA 9. It was listed for $350, sold for $250. But here we have the standard gold out of 10. PSA 9 sell for $779 in auction. So tough thing about auctions, man, you don't know if there was any show bids in there. So only thing we don't know if that auction was paid for, but clearly there was a massive bidding war. And this guy, this Rom card seller here, drastically undersold himself, if that's the case. So now I'm curious if, look up Gold Prism. Okay, is a Shimmer out of 10, PSA 10. There's the 9 from last night. Okay, no, look. Like, look, here's a Raw from June 21st, 532. We can find some more. 4 out of 24, July 20th, 195. There's a gold wave. So it looks like the wave and the sparkle. These are August 4th, June 17th. Yeah, you're definitely licking your chops if you bought Rashi Rice during the summer when it looked like he was going to be suspended. After the criminal offense and that whole saga, that was the best time to buy him because... yeah, that's the extent of the gold. You're not going to find too many there, because look how much they've gone up. They've gone up here at the beginning of the season. So this auction definitely smelled a little fishy. That one's a PSA 10, so that one looks right. This one that ended at 779 smells a little fishy, but still, I could see it happening just because of opening night. Yeah, that's just crazy. That ended that much higher. In terms of Lamar Jackson solds, not a whole lot of buy nows, right? Not a whole lot of buy nows. It wasn't like a bad game. He kind of cracks me up, some of the indecisiveness of Lamar Jackson, kind of like the back and forth scrambling around. You know, in terms of dropbacks, it was the second most dropbacks he's had in his career. He only took one sack, but the accuracy, not necessarily there. His overall passer rating only a 90.8 compared to Patrick Mahomes' 101.9. He did put up quite a few fantasy points. He did put up 122 rushing yards on the ground, 7.6 yards per carry. Lost a fumble, though, so got to definitely make sure ball security is a priority. And, yeah, you know, quarterbacks, especially established quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson, they're going to have a lot of their liquidity tied to their win-loss record here. So, of course, he's still going to sell. He's very established. He's very good. It's just a matter of, can he lead this team to a deep playoff run? Can he get off to an MVP race, which we've already, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the big winner from last night, off to that early MVP race. So, yeah, some decent Lamar solds. 2018 market is definitely interesting. You know, a lot of liquidity, optics, select, still select silvers, raw there, silver selling for 50, base prism, raw 35, about standard. You know, Josh Allen's still going to be close to twice as much as this than Lamar Jackson, but then it's going to fall off big time to guys like Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold from 2018. Now, a lot of people are worried about Derrick Henry's role. After he got the initial touchdown early on, we saw quite a bit of Justice Hill. We saw quite a bit of Justice Hill on the field, but the situation for that is around two-minute drills. If you actually look, and this is courtesy of Nathan Yonke from PFF, he went back last year and looked at the running back usage of Derrick Henry on the Titans and his role there. And a lot of the two-minute drill situations, they pulled Derrick Henry out as well. So you can see last night, two-minute drill situations was all Justice Hill. Third down situations, all Justice Hill. But in terms of early downs, it was two-thirds Derrick Henry, goal line, all Derrick Henry, short yardage, all Derrick Henry, which is what you want to see. So we're not really worried about Derrick Henry's role. Look, they got to extend his mileage, man. He's over the age apex. He is, you know, this is like the sunset of his career. So they're going to extend his mileage. And a lot of these two-minute drill and third down situations, not going to be Derrick Henry's. Nothing to worry about there. He's still going to have a solid amount of touchdowns this year and some decent production. But, yeah, he's okay. He's okay. He's selling, obviously, 2016, another very interesting market because cards like Select, Based Honors, Prism, Raw, stuff like that is going to have nice scarcity around it. Big NFL National Treasures card last player worn out of 25. Nice patch here. Nice Derrick Henry penmanship, $225 last night. So prices are holding strong, but it's like, for example, let's look at this PSA 10 that closed an auction last night for $150. And let's go in here to Slabhawk and pull up Derrick Henry. $150. See, it's just continuously just staying level. You know, a guy of his age with cards at this price point for a running back, it's really hard to go up. And that's why I wasn't like buying Derrick Henry earlier in the offseason, because he's, look at the two-year trend. I mean, the two-year trend is pretty much staying level. And for a running back, he's just going to have to do exponentially more to earn that type of – turn that type of price. So if anything, Derrick Henry may be a buy here in like October, November, if the Ravens lose a couple more games and this kind of role concerns people or sours people a little bit on Derrick Henry, prices could dip a little bit more on Derrick Henry. I think you got to wait and maybe buy him in October towards the end in a play to flip him in the playoffs. I think that's the play on Derrick Henry. All right, guys. Nice. Clickbaits. Hop in the Discord server, footballcardquest.com. Hop in the Discord server, click that little Go Premium button. We've got a Discord server with like 20, 30 different channels out there. We've got them kind of separated a little by everything. You can hop in there. We do a lot of patron to patron, you know, transacting. I think Clickbaits is already in there, but if you guys are interested in buying his Rashee Rice, then nice. D. Kivel said, glad I took y'all's advice and bought some Isaiah Likely rookie autos. Nice, man. Hey, I'm glad that you guys were able to capitalize on him. I appreciate everybody tuning in this morning and some quick immediate takes. Pumped for the games tonight. Let's go, baby. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys in that next video breaking down all the latest football card transactions, market intel. We'll see you on the quest. Peace.